Welcome to Book by Book, a podcast from independent children's publisher Sampasavan and Purik. I'm your host, Leanne, the publishing coordinator for S&P. On this podcast, we feature bite-sized interviews with people from the world of children's books. Today, I'm speaking with debut children's book author Kyung-hee Kim. Kyung-hee is a poet, writer, and a public school educator. She holds a BA in elementary education and an MA in educational studies, both from the University of Michigan. Kyung-hee sees the need to teach and affirm the identities of our kids in a fresh, poignant way through poetry. Often drawing on her own Korean-American experiences, Kyung-hee is dedicated to expansive stories and honoring our identities. Kyung-hee lives in Ypsilanti, Michigan with her husband and writes for both kids and adults. Her writing has been featured on Insider, Shondaland, and She Knows. Her debut picture book, See Us Bloom, Poems on Compassion, Acceptance, and Bravery, is available for pre-order now and comes out April 3rd, 2023 from Modern Marigold Books. Hi, Kyung-hee. Thank you for joining me today. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me, Leanne.
So I've introduced our listeners a little bit to your book, See Us Bloom. When you are telling people about it, and I sure hope that you are telling all of your friends and family about it, how do you describe See Us Bloom?
Well, I am so excited about this book. And the way that I would describe it is that it is a storybook that is written in poems. And so it can be read as a story from start to finish, or a reader or a parent or a teacher could read, or a student could read, flip to any page and read one page or a couple of pages as they're reading. So it is a poetry book.
When I, you know, was reading about you and your background, are you a poet exclusively? And can you talk a little bit about why, you know, C.S. Bloom is a book of poetry? Was there something about poetry that drew you to this topic? And then can you talk a little bit about sort of the themes and the topics in the book and then why you chose poetry for it?
Sure. Well, poetry is something that didn't really enter my life until maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So it was really happenstance. And I started to write poetry very informally. And I am a public school teacher. That's my profession. And when I thought about writing a children's book, which have always been my dream as a teacher, I did not envision a poetry book.
Okay, interesting. Can you share what you had envisioned?
I envisioned either a middle school YA book or a picture book. Mm-hmm. Because those are the books that I am drawn to and that I've taught a lot as a school teacher. But poetry really came to be when I thought about the themes I wanted in this book and how I wanted to be presented. And so this book, See Us Bloom, the themes in this book are themes of compassion, bravery, and self-acceptance. And so when I think about those three big words, they're really abstract when you think about how a child or a young person would think what that would mean in their life. And in order for me to encompass all of that into one short book, it was a little bit difficult for me to imagine how it could be a picture book with a story from beginning till end. When I started to write, poetry just kind of came to my mind, even before the actual story with the character that is in this particular book. And so each poem really focuses on one of these three themes. So a poem is either about compassion, it's about being brave, or it's about acceptance of yourself and other people. Mm-hmm. And so, as I mentioned before, and that's the reason why it could kind of stand on its own, because a student can read that and think about what that would mean, or it could be a beautiful conversation with their parent or a sibling or a teacher, because of the theme that I want the book to be was more important than how whatever genre that needed to be told in. And so like that came first, the message came first. And then I thought, okay, poetry, I think, would be the perfect avenue for this.
Yeah. And poetry is such a good media or genre, I guess, for exploring those more abstract topics. And so when you're talking about the themes that the book is centered on, compassion, bravery, and acceptance, something that is not explicitly stated about the character is like his background, his racial and ethnic identity, which is, as we know, as people who have like created the book, is Korean American, but also Jewish. Can you talk a little bit about why that was important for you to include? And then especially specifically why you felt it was important to have the main character's family be multi-ethnic?
Thank you for that question. I am so excited because the background of the character being Korean American Jewish is my nephew. My nephew is Korean American Jewish. And so when I think about characters in the books, and I'm so grateful for diverse books that we have now that I didn't grow up reading. Many people did not grow up reading. And so I see a lot of books with Asian American characters, which is so amazing. But even within the Asian American identity, it's still so diverse. And it's not a monolith. I wanted people to, even though, like you said, Leanne, it's not explicitly stated, nor is the book really about that. But there are little, you know, illustrations throughout the book that lets you know where this character may be coming from and how he is presenting himself throughout the book, that I really wanted people to see that character and say, oh, yes, you can be Asian American and Jewish or and Mexican and right. And so another reason too, this is a little bit on the deeper end, but the two communities, Asian American and the Jewish community, have long experienced oppression. And so this book is such a book of strength and power and empowerment, that I really wanted to show like the beauty and strength of the character too.
Are there any moments in the book that are sort of your favorite scenes that really highlight that, or that you would, you know, really want your readers to look out for when they finally do get to crack it open?
Yeah, sure. Even just the physical appearance of the character, when you see him in the beginning, you would maybe not think, oh, he looks Asian or he looks American. He doesn't have black hair. I think it's brown hair, a little bit longer too. And his father is not Asian. And I believe this is in the first or second poem. In the illustration, the background, there are picture frames in the boy's home that represent his culture. And so really look out for that. It'll have a picture of his parents getting married, and it does emphasize Korean and Jewish wedding as well. So that's a really, really explicit and fun.
That's one of my favorite scenes as well, those like opening pages. So there's a beautiful author's note in the book, but if you could speak to every single one of your readers that picked up the book, what is one thing that you would want them to know or to take away from the book? And that's both speaking, I think, to the children who will read it and also their families.
These are amazing questions. It's really making me, even though I've thought about it, it's making me pause again and think. So it's great. Oh my goodness. So I'll answer to the kids first. So when a child is reading this book on their own, one big thing that I would love for them to take away is this sense of, oh, this part in the story, like that's me. Or, oh, I'm like that too, and that's okay. So what I'm referring to is there's a part in the book where it talks about how you have to give something more than one chance in order to, you know, be good at it, but you can do it again and try again. And so hopefully, I'm hoping that a child feels seen, but you know, for anyone to say, have that like, oh, me too moment within a part of the book, I think that would be everything. For a parent, you know, reading with their child this book, I really hope that they would have an insight into something that they possibly did not notice about their child, or a topic that they've talked about at home, but maybe not really like dove into. And so there's one particular poem that I'm kind of thinking about. So maybe I'm asking the parents to really look out for this one. This is a poem about, you know, it's okay to say no. And in this poem, it talks a lot about how no is a brave word, and it's very hard to say it. It takes practice, and we feel uneasy and nervous when we do it. But when something doesn't sit right with us, it's a good thing to say no instead of yes. And so this is a very hard topic, I imagine, for a parent and a child, you know, to have, but an important one. And so there are other poems in this book too that are in this kind of way where a parent might stop, have that pausing moment of, oh wow, okay, maybe this would be a good one to kind of, you know, talk about. And so I guess I'm asking, or I'm hoping for a parent to have those moments of pausing. You know, maybe they feel like called to talk about a topic with their child. So maybe a moment of reflection.
I think this book is also going to speak to a lot of caregivers' inner child in a way that all of these books that are speaking to, you know, sort of a generation of people who didn't grow up with books speaking to their own experiences. And so I hope that the inner child will kind of be like, oh, I wish I had had that. And I'm glad that my child does. Now.
Yes.
Okay. So before you go, I wanted to mention that C.S. Bloom is coming out in April 2023. So that's just in time for National Poetry Month. And so while we wait, yeah, that's we did that on purpose. we were like, oh, April will be great. So that's National Poetry Month, everyone. And so while we wait, I would like to ask for, on behalf of our listeners, what are you currently reading, watching, or listening to right now that you would want to recommend for our listeners?
Yes. Oh my goodness. I knew April, but didn't click to me about the poetry month. I'm so excited. That's amazing. thank you. Thank you to the whole team. Well, one book that I actually reread not too long ago, it's a children's book called The Ocean Calls. It's by Tina Cho. It's historical fiction, which I so appreciate children's books that are historical fiction because it's fun for the kids, but they get a little bit of history behind it. I reread that and that's really fun. I'm currently reading, or have always reading, I should say, a poetry book called Devotions. It's by Mary Oliver. And poetry is something, yeah, she's amazing. And I usually read one or two poems with my morning coffee in the morning or right before bedtime. Again, another great thing about poetry, you can, you know, just read one page, read two pages, bite sizes. Exactly. Yeah. I am also, another thing that I'm reading is a nonfiction book called Bittersweet by Susan Cain. I recently started it. I haven't gotten too far, but she is a person that wrote Quiet. It's about being an introvert in an extroverted world. So that was fantastic. So I just started her second book.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing. Okay. So again, if you just want to read the titles and the authors again, one more time, that would be awesome.
The Ocean Calls by Tina Cho. It's a children's picture book. Devotions by Mary Oliver. Bittersweet by Susan Cain.
Thank you so much for sharing. And last, before I let you go, where can our listeners connect with you?
I am on social media at Instagram at Kyunghee Writes.
All right. Thank you again, Kyunghee, so much for joining us. And I cannot wait until the book hits the shelf so everyone can get a copy of it.
So great. Thank you so much, Leanne.
You're welcome. Once again, that was Kyunghee Kim, the author of C.S. Bloom, Poems on Compassion, Acceptance, and Bravery. Available for pre-order now from Modern Marigold Books. Find and follow Kyunghee on her Instagram at Kyunghee Writes. That's K-Y-U-N-G-H-E-E Writes, W-R-I-T-E-S, and at kimkyunghee.com. Check out our show notes for links to more of Kyunghee's writing. You can check out Modern Marigold Books on modernmarigoldbooks.com and follow MMB at Modern Marigold Books on Instagram. Sambasivan and Purik is at Sambasivan and Purik on Instagram and sambasivanandpurik.com. All of our books are available for purchase on amazon.com and through your local indie bookstore. It also really helps indie publishers if you request our books at your local library. You can go ahead now, walk, run down to your local library and request that they purchase See Us Bloom by Kyunghee Kim. and I will thank you in advance for your support. If you have any questions, comments, ideas for future episodes, or just want to say hi, email me at Leanne, L-E-A-N-N, at modernmarigoldbooks.com. Thanks for listening. You are a natural at this.
Oh, sure. No, no, I was so nervous. So I'm like, I am blabbing on and on. No, what am I saying?
You did wonderfully.